Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday, the first day of October. That's right. We hope it's a long October as far as the baseball goes. We'd like it to end sometime right around the end of the month. Maybe out on the West Coast in a game 6 or 7. Remember, the Yankees, if they play the Dodgers, wouldn't have home field. So the quest begins as the postseason begins this evening with Milwaukee and Washington, Scherzer against Woodruff, wild card games next 2 days. Then the National League starts on Thursday. The American League starts on Friday. We'll be at Yankee Stadium at 3 on Friday with our program. Games 1 and 2 at Yankee Stadium Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And then they'd be back at the stadium for a October 10th game, if that game is necessary, as they get ready to take on the Minnesota Twins. We'll do some baseball today. DeRosa joins us. Girardi joins us. Maybe Darling. We're trying to get him to kind of get some guys who want to preview these wild card games, preview the postseason as we get ready to get things rolling. We'll have all the particulars during the week. We'll have, obviously, Aaron Boone will join us later in the week. There'll be talk about the roster, which really, I think, has simmered down with the injuries and the guys out that we know that are out. And then the guys that we know pretty much clear cut. We know what the deal is now. I mean, the team the Yankees are going to take in is pretty much set. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is right now. It's pretty much set. You know, it's going to be Urshela at third. It's going to be LeMayu at first. It's going to be Encarnacion at DH. It's going to be Stanton in left. It's going to be Gaudy in center. You know what it's going to be all the way around. And then, obviously, they're going to need some big performance out of their starters and continued excellence out of their bullpen. The Twins had a great season. They won 101 games. They have a lot of power. They don't match the Yankees in the pitching department, though. That's the difference. That's a difference in the payroll. That's a difference in the money. That's where it shows up. It really shows up in the pitching, and it really shows up in the bullpen. So we have 2 wild card games to get through. Milwaukee, which until last weekend had a great run in September. No Yelich, as you know. And then Washington with Scherzer on the mound. And a lot of people like the Nats this year feel like there's a different team, and it is. And then Tampa, which continues to do an amazing job. I talk about an owner who gets the most out of his out of what he has. There's no owner in professional sports who gets more out of his out of what he can squeeze out of a franchise in terms of on-field performance. There's nobody who has less to work with who gets more out of it than Tampa does. Not in any sport. He does an incredible job. Sternberg and his guys do an amazing job with that franchise. That they win as many games as they do and consistently play in the postseason when they have nothing in the way of resources. They get nobody at the games. They have no home field. They have no more addressable TV market. They have nothing. And they continue to win and win and win because they're brilliantly run. That's why. And give Oakland credit. You know, I understand they don't win in the postseason. But, man, you know what? Considering their resources, they get to the postseason a lot. I mean, they really get there an incredible amount of the time. I understand their record's bad when they get there. And the cream rises to the top. But, you know what? It's amazing how much they get there considering what they have to deal with. Both those teams, Tampa and Oakland, do just a sensational job in that regard. Obviously, we know what Houston's going to present in terms of an obstacle, and that's something. But you know what? Can't think about that for a week. First things first, I understand the Twins. Understand the Yankees own the Twins. I understand that everyone expects that they just go, you know, blowing right by the Twins. Team did win 101 games. Do hit a lot of home runs. So I would – this is not the Twins of the past. They're a little better than that. They're better than that. They're dangerous. Some of those Twin teams were not overly dangerous. This team is dangerous. So I think you got to – listen, the Yanks are better. It'd be shocking if they lost. I think it'd be shocking if the, it's not Houston and the Yankees, it'd be a shock to everybody. But you don't take anybody for granted, especially when the teams won as many games as they did, and they all won a lot of games. So they all did a heck of a job. They all won a lot of games in a league that was exceedingly top-heavy. Remember, you had 300-win teams and 300-loss teams in the American League. You only had 100-win team and 100-loss team in the National League. You had 300-win and 100-loss, and I mean well over 100-loss, especially the Tigers and the Orioles. So it was really the haves and have-nots in the American League this year. Football, as we get ready, we put the first month in the I kicked myself last night because, I can't because I like the Rams all week, so I can't kick myself because the other game I was going to take was the Steelers, and I left it off and took the Rams instead. So instead of going 3-0, I went 2-1. But I like the Rams too, so I can't knock that one. I like the Giants. I like the Browns. I like the Steelers. I liked a lot of games last week, so I can't kick myself. And the Steelers won easy last night. I had picked them the week before, so I had picked them 2 weeks in a row. We'll see. I don't expect to see Sam Darnold under any circumstances. I know people are trying to talk it up like he could play. I will be the most stunned person in the world if he is playing in this game this week. Absolutely floored if he's playing. So I would think that's – I mean, I really would. I would be amazed if he's playing this week. And the Giants, of course, a very quick turnaround. Vikings Sunday, Pats Thursday. So a nice test, a very good test. For the young quarterback and the young team as they get to 2-2. And now we'll try to see what happens as the talent level picks up dramatically. And in the Vikings division, you got to be careful dropping games because everybody has a winning record or at least a 500 record, which the Twins do. The Vikings do. And everybody else does too. Detroit's 2-1-1, Chicago's 3-1, and Green Bay's 3-1. So everybody's right there. And I would not count the Steelers out with that team. I would not count them out at 1-3 in that division. I would not. The lead is 2-2, and they have talent. The quarterback's got to be handled just so, no question. And maybe that division gets 1-9-7. And maybe they have a chance at that. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in those division games this year. It's going to be very interesting, as a matter of fact. So we got plenty of football to get to. Obviously, we'll start to work the baseball in as we now count down to Friday. And we'll do a lot on the Yankees. We'll begin the workout tomorrow and then work out Thursday and then game Friday. There'll be a lot more on the roster. We're waiting for Brody. I think the Mets... My understanding is the Met meetings are going to be tomorrow and Thursday, or at least over a couple of days. And I think by Friday we should know what's going on with the manager. I was told there's going to be meetings. They were waiting for everybody to weigh in. It had not happened yet. That's going to happen over the next couple of days. And then they'll make a decision on whether or not the manager stays or the manager goes. So right now, there's been no statement or no thought yet. They haven't even had the meetings yet, so my understanding. So those are going to happen the next couple of days, and we should have Brody over that time too to give us his thoughts or at least share with us what he can as the Mets make the first of many important decisions. Many important decisions. The first one will be the manager. That's coming up in the next couple of days. So busy show, as we said. We'll get everything rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.